That was from the KCB 3 CD, which I'm sorry to say is no longer available. Troy and Jeannie Nielsen and their Bible book song. Yeah, it took us through all of them. We have another two of a kind song. We have Bruce Feith's Let's Be Kind, the song that he wrote for the book Milton the Christmas Moose, that we always love to invite the authors in the studio at Christmas time and give those Christmas books away. And Bruce Feith, we're even going to hear Don't Put Your Cat in the Washing Machine, because the book that we are giving away today and talking about is Vanilla Bean, and it's about a cat. And Bruce Feith even had books made. I think it was his brother that wrote the book based on his song, Don't Put Your Cat in the Washing Machine. So all those songs and more coming up. But first, Heidi, we have a winner.
Yes, I'm so excited to announce that Jordan Lum of Lancaster is our winner. First winner of the day of my book, Vanilla Bean. So excited for you, Jordan. Congratulations.
Woohoo! Now, we have some people just tuning in, and they don't know what Vanilla Bean is about. So could you give us a little idea again about what your book is based on?
Sure. Vanilla Bean is a middle grade novel that I wrote. Middle grade means it's geared to fourth through sixth grade children or students, although several of my adult friends have read it and really enjoyed it as well. They even said they teared up a little bit. So that's a good thing for this book. But yeah, it's about Ava. She has some struggles in life. She is the only kid in her class who's been motherless since she was three. So she longs to have a cat, but her dad is allergic to cats.
Mm.
So she can't have a cat, and she really, really wants one. So her dad gets remarried. There's some challenges there. And yeah, just exploring her transition from going from loneliness to companionship and from despair to hope. It's really a book about hope.
And share a little more of some of the advice you had for kids who would love to write. You were telling me some things off the mic that I think are really interesting.
Yeah. So I would say to anyone who wants to write, write. You can't get good at anything without doing it. I was someone who, it's not that I've been writing books my whole life. This, like I said, this is my first novel, and I have written for the magazine market before. But I've always kept a journal since I was a kid, and it's really fun to look back on journals.
You would even sneak it into school.
I would, yeah. I was a kid who would sneak it into school, and it was into my favorite class, the class where I had the favorite teacher, Mr. Bealey. I would sneak it into fourth grade and write down my thoughts during the day. So just write, keep a journal, and you always, you know, especially for those of you who journal and talk about like your relationship with God, it's a great way to look back too and see how God has brought you through some challenges, you know. And if you don't write those things down, you tend to forget. So I think of a journal as a way to celebrate the way that God has just been faithful and come through in our lives. Yeah.
I would love to give everyone another chance to win your book. So what caller number should we do this time?
My favorite number is 7. Is that too many?
Oh, no, it is not too many.
Let's go with 7.
Caller number 7, you will win the book, Vanilla Bean, 717-392-FM90. Again, remember, this is great for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And the girl on the book is a 6th grader, 717-392-3690. Now, we missed our scripture memory song of the week. We often do that in the 10 o'clock hour because we're talking. So here is Slugs and Bugs with the New Testament song. And then we have Book Round on the way from Two of a Kind from their CD, So Many Ways to Be Smart. Yes, Two of a Kind has lots of songs about books and the life.